Adapt or perish. That's what Amazon's telling some of the biggest brands. Oddly enough, the online retailer offered this ultimatum in an invitation to its Seattle headquarters. The company wrote, quote, "Times are changing, ... Amazon strongly believes that supply chains designed to serve the direct-to-consumer business have the power to bring improved customer experiences and global efficiency. To achieve this, this requires a major shift in thinking." Jeff Bezos, Amazon's founder, sent this note to General Mills, Mondelez International, formerly Kraft Foods, and a number of other marquee U.S. brands. He did this because he wants these companies to rethink how they do business. According to Bezos, these brands are spending too much time thinking about how to sell their goods in Walmart and Costco when they should be focusing on how to sell goods on Amazon. Now companies have these kinds of conversations all the time, but you have to understand something, says Mitter Splitter. Bezos wasn't asking these giant corporations to change their business. He was telling them to do so. You see, Bezos is a ruthless businessman. Translate that into not ethical. He'll do whatever it takes to grow his empire. Because you see, folks, smaller is not beautiful. Only large is beautiful. What Bezos is trying to do is form a retail monopoly. Believe me when I tell you, you don't want a retail monopoly when it comes to food. Can you not see the danger of having a retail monopoly when it comes to food? If you don't see the danger there, heaven help you, check out of the chat room right now, go to a chapel in front of the Blessed Host and play for some wisdom, because you need it. If you don't, seriously, this is a threat. Now you're saying, Mitter Church, please. He can't actually pull it off. In cahoots with the federal government, he could pull it off. All we need is a good crisis. Whoa, boy, howdy. I could see it now. Obamacare and Trump Co. Where do you shop for your food? Well, where everybody else does, at Trump Co. Or whoever the president is that this gets named after. These are dangerous, dangerous waters these men are swimming in. You know, this maniac wants to build, allegedly, wants to build a city on the moon. He is every bit the diabolical villain holding a white cat and stroking it in a late 1960s, early 1970s James Bond flick. In this case, writes Mitter Splitter, he's trying to drive a wedge between America's top brands and the big box retailers that sell them. It's an ambitious goal to say the least, but Bezos isn't someone you want to bet against. After all, Amazon's art. And now look, where are the mom and pop bookstores? Where are they? They're gone. Checked out. It's over. There may be a half a dozen or so of them left on planet Earth, in America. What about hardware stores? Where are they at? Well, there's a few left. Mom and pop hardware stores. In certain locations where it makes sense. Otherwise, there's Lowe's and Home Depot. Lowe's and Home Depot are also under threat now, because Amazon sells the same thing that Lowe's and Home Depot do. Here, you can sum it up thus. Any retail business that sells anything that comes from a middleman or a wholesaler is in trouble. Amazon is coming for you. There are entire industries with tens of millions of jobs at stake here. Now, the question remains, is Amazon going to get away with it? Mitter Splitter here at the Casey Research says he will get away with it. And Kraft and General Mills and every other manufacturer will sell less to your local Piggly Wiggly and more to Amazon so you can get it shipped to you. I'm going to tell you the end result, or demonstrate to you the end result of, or one of the ways that you could see the result of what Amazon has done. For every mom and pop hardware store, bookstore, et cetera, that has been put out of business by Amazon, a couple of OTR, over-the-road truck drivers, have been employed. You people that are in your big rigs right now, especially those of you that started driving trucks in the last 5 years or so, your vocation and your occupation is directly linked and related to Amazon. If Amazon doesn't exist, your job doesn't exist. Because you know what you're doing? You are moving products that used to go to the mom and pop store. Where do they go now? They go to a warehouse in Kentucky. They go to one in Wisconsin. Wherever there's an Amazon distribution center, that's where it's going. You can't swing a dead cat on an American interstate highway system now if you're on it and not hit an 18-wheeler. Now, this is not a condemnation of the trucking industry because we know lots of truckers and we love our truckers. I'm simply making the point that they have brought about a paradigm change. And the paradigm change that they brought about is not a healthy one. And you see now where he's going with this. To conquer the food distribution is to conquer civilization itself. Here, look at it another way. If you're trying to, pretend we're 300 years ago. If you're trying to take over a large city, if you wish to invade and conquer a large city, maybe it has a wall around it, say, like Vienna, maybe. How would you do it? What's a surefire way to conquer a walled city? What's a surefire way? Starve it to death. Deprive it of food. Ultimately, the people, when they get done eating all the rats and everything, will say, dude, you got to surrender. We need to eat. Mama needs a loaf of bread. Starve it to death. Control of the food. So oldest war tactic in the book. Here's a question. Can you buy a box of Quisp cereal at Amazon? Yeah, you bet your Matt Walsh you can. Can you buy a 24-pack of protein bars on Amazon? You bet your Donald J. Trump you can. This is the dangerous part of what's happening here. Now, we used to sell an awful lot of books and movies to Amazon.com. Quite frankly, I don't care if I never sell another one again. I'm happy to sell them to our little mom and pop retail store. You know, I get hate mail every time I think, well, Amazon lowers prices. No, Amazon's not lowering prices. Amazon is driving vocations under. It is killing entire vocations, like the respected vocation of running a bookstore, for example. It's killing it. Yeah, but I get lower prices than books. How many books do you need? There used to be these things before we were all flush with fake money called libraries. Perhaps you've heard of them. These things are all related, folks. Small is making a comeback. Look at the Monk story. Beautiful, good, true, and beautiful is making a comeback. But it remains under assault and under threat.